Welcome to Your Utah. I'm Ethan Millard here with Taylor Powers. We're bringing you all the up-to-date information on stuff that's going on along the Wasatch Front across this great state. Taylor, the ski season is winding down. I know these are sad days for you.
Very sad days.
But it's not over yet.
Happy days ahead.
Still, spring skiing is great in Utah. Sunny days, okay snow. Sometimes even good snow on these late storms. So there's still some stuff to look forward to. You found a great, you're taking advantage of a great new option from Brighton.
From Brighton, my favorite mountain.
What is it? Tell us about it.
Well, so I didn't buy a season pass this year, which is shocking.
Yeah, that's out of character for you.
But, you know, I was able to still ride for free quite a bit. I think I had close to 20 days on the mountain so far.
You just sneak on or...
What was your method? No, I get gold passes through Nate's work.
Oh, there you
go.
So
he reserves those in advance, and then I take advantage of them.
Nice.
Probably shouldn't be broadcasting that, but it's okay.
We can delete it if you want. It's all right.
No, I think it's acceptable. and he also taught me how to go backcountry snowboarding, which if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know that because we did an episode all about getting in the backcountry.
That's right.
But Brighton announced a spring pass, $175 through the end of the season, unlimited.
Nice.
So closing day is April 22nd.
So for $175, you can ski as much as you can till then. That's
and
great.
I got it. I've already been 2 days, and I'm going to go every single weekend until closing day. So, you know, definitely making my money's worth there.
So how much is a normal day pass? Do you know off the top of your head at Brighton?
It ranges. I mean, if you get it on Liftopia, you can get it as cheap as $50. But if you get it right there, I think it's 85 or 90.
Anyway, as soon as you go three times,
yeah.
you're handled.
Exactly.
That's a fantastic deal.
I know. It's wild. And I went on Friday, so it's Thursday right now. So I went last Friday, and the snow was great.
Really?
I mean, they didn't have any fresh snow, but the sun had softened it up, and it was fairly light. It wasn't icy. It was kind of incredible.
Yeah, that's the thing about spring skiing. Is that you can find these cool windows. You get some pretty, and sometimes that window is only for a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, between the time when the sun's just barely starting to hit the slope to where it's been on there too long, you know, sometimes it's a short time.
And depends if it was a freeze over overnight, how cold it got. But no, I'm really excited about this. And another thing that I love about spring skiing is just how wild it is. Like, I don't know. There's something about spring skiing where nobody cares about being a good skier or snowboarder anymore. They just want to have fun and dress goofy and, you know, just enjoy the day out in the sunshine on the mountain.
I've got a spring skiing story.
Let's hear it.
This was up at Park City, and I was skiing off the King Khan lift, one of those kind of north-facing slopes. I can't remember what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the one that dog legs. It's a straight one. And they had groomed it overnight, and then it froze. Like, solid.
Just a block of ice.
Just ice corduroy. It was like corduroy pants all the way down.
Oh.
And I took a spill at the top and went to the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
All the way to the bottom. All the way to the bottom.
Oh,
it was
man. Terrifying.
Because, I remember that. Not long before that, maybe just a week or two before that, someone had gone off of a run into the trees and been killed.
Oh, man.
So, you know, when I started going, because at first, you know, I start sliding. I think, oh, man, it's really, really slippery. And I just pick up speed.
Skis, I can imagine it's difficult to try and get back up.
My skis were gone.
Oh, they were off of you?
Yeah. My skis were gone. And it was a...
Or even ski boots.
It was a... And so I get down to the bottom, and my skis are up there, and I'm just, like, I'm shaking.
Skis didn't hit anyone?
No, skis stayed up there for the most part.
Oh, they stayed at the top.
Yeah, they kind of stayed up where
I thought you lost them, and they shot down.
Mm-mm. And, but it's, I remember the ski patrolman that gave me a ride back up was really upset and lectured me that I didn't self-arrest. And I was like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But no. I looked down. I saw that I had enough, you know, the run was wide open and I had a little run out at the end. And so I knew where I was going and I knew I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, self-arrest, you hurt yourself doing that. You know what I mean? Self-arrest thing on ice like that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be more risky than just riding it out.
Driving in your elbows into that ice?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have shredded them to the bone. And I'm like, ah, I see what you're saying. And I might have done that had there been like a cliff or, a group of nuns or school children, something like that, right? But
yeah.
I felt okay. Anyway, that was a good spring skiing experience.
Sounds like it.
But I'm sure yours will be way better. Way better than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it, especially closing day. It's always a riot. So,
yeah. All right.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope that you take advantage of this offer and ski Brighton.
You may as well.
Okay. Thanks so much and enjoy your Utah.